Welcome to the guardshow.us daily. The question steps on the scale tonight, and the number that comes back is not a number. It is a stack of pages, handwritten, true. And in the other hand, a deed to a lake house. The scale can only hold one. 15 traditions are ringside. One question gets answered. Let's find out what you're made of.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, should I give the eulogy I actually wrote, even if it cost me the lake house? Two people could ask this and want completely opposite answers. One person wrote the true version because grief demanded it, and now hopes a tradition gives them permission to fold the paper and walk away clean. The other person wrote it, knows they'll read it, and is asking whether any framework in human history makes that the right call, or just the costly one. Same question. Opposite prayers. Should I give the eulogy I actually wrote? Stoicism goes first, and it is almost rude about it. It says, the lake house was never yours to command. It was always one signature, one death, one argument away from gone. That's it. The words in your hand right now, those are yours. The deed isn't. Marcus Aurelius didn't have a lot of patience for people who mistook contingent things for permanent ones. And a lake house with family strings attached is about as contingent as it gets.
That's clean, and I respect it, but Stoicism is doing what it always does. It pulls agency out of the situation like a tablecloth trick and says, look, only the table was real. Most people in the school pickup line, the ones gripping the steering wheel, waiting for the bell, they're not going to find that comforting. They need to know the loss is real before they're ready to hear it doesn't define them.
Which is exactly where existentialism earns its place. It doesn't minimize the lake house. It says the lake house is real, the loss will hurt in ways that last, and also, you are choosing between two different people you could become today. The one who reads what they wrote, the one who folds the paper and pockets it. Existentialism is unusual because it refuses to tell you which loss is survivable. It just says those are two different selves and only one of them gets made.
Buddhism and Vedanta both go somewhere stranger, and I think it matters. Buddhism points at Milarepa, monk, cave, owned nothing, and says your grip on the inheritance is the only thing still being written. The eulogy was finished the moment grief arrived. Vedanta backs that with a sharper question. Who is holding both versions of yourself right now? Find that one. That one has already answered. Neither tradition is saying the lake house doesn't hurt to lose. They're saying there's something in you that was never in the running.
The pop culture oracle went with Scrooge. A Christmas carol, the moment he finally reads his own ledger, the actual account of a life, and sees what's written there in his own hand. The show usually gives the oracle grief when it swings and misses, but this one actually does something, because the person asking this question already wrote the true eulogy. They already made the ledger. The oracle's move is just, you've already seen what's in it. That's why you're asking a stranger instead of sleeping.
The sharpest disagreement in the room is between Epicureanism and the inheritance logic itself. Epicurus says the lake house isn't peace. It's a calendar of resentments, a dock that rots, cousins who remember. Unnecessary things don't satisfy, they obligate. That's a genuinely different claim than Stoicism's. Stoicism says the house was never yours. Epicurus says even if you keep it, you'll wish you hadn't. If that framing lands for you, you're probably someone who already suspects the inheritance would cost more to hold than to lose.
Stoicism, existentialism, Buddhism, Epicurus, they arrive from completely different directions and none of them ask for the deed. What changes between them is why. That gap between the reasons is worth sitting, worth knowing which one is actually yours. Tomorrow's question deserves to come from someone who found out what they were made of today.
The scale has been read. 15 traditions went ringside tonight, and not one of them asked for the deed. The pages are still in your hand. That is the final measurement. The godshow.us is free. It's daily. It's multilingual. And it runs entirely on listener support. Find the subscribe link and the question of the day at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The doc is still there. The words way more. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.